Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, guys. This episode was the recap. Rashida was giving us life advice from a maternal view. I had to go to the street on her behalf. You don't want to miss that. Thank you, guys. Hope you enjoyed this one. Have a lovely weekend. Peace out.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Yusis Ladu. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Welcome to a brand new episode.
Yusis, Rashida, it's always a brand new episode. Need to remind us.
You have started again. What is it? Is it not too early?
We just bring your attention to this very important.
It's brand new.
It's always brand new now.
In case somebody thinks it's a recorded one, Darwin. So it's a brand new one. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome.
Yusis, how was your week? How was the week that was? Did you do anything interesting? I only want to hear the interesting parts.
Rashida, what kind of life is this?
If you have any complaints, any other thing, forward it to Allah. Any me. It's only the interesting parts I want to hear. Forward anything you have. Table it down to Allah.
And you expect me to tell you.
Please, how was your week, please?
It was good, alhamdulillah. I had 3 shoots. One of the shoots was for my family friend. I haven't seen her in, I want to say, 15 years.
Wow.
I won't be wrong. So link it's up. Been a while. Yes. She's a medical doctor too. She's my older sister's friend, one of her best friends. She lives in Kano, but she travels a lot. So she was in the US for a program, I think, last year at Harvard. Early this year, then she went back again for yet another one. I remember it's during Ramadan, she said she was going to try her Eid in the US for the first time. She can even rest. You know that thing that you were looking for, the escape that you were looking for, Rashid? The good thing was the husband was there too. So he was supposed to come back to Nigeria for his Eid. That's how this oga changes flight. He said, it's not him that will come and spend.
She's running away to rest. Him is running.
They are running away together. So yeah, they spent Eid there. I think that was the time we spoke and all that. Little catch up here and there. When she came to Abuja, I was not at home. My sister was in town. She came, I was not at home. Then suddenly, out of the blue, and I need to add that she is also like my sister. And when she has any issue with their gadget, they will look for me. One of her daughters, you know this fixation with Snapchat that Gen Z's have and Gen Alpha? Rashida. My sister told her I was the one that sent her a video like that, how to manage all these their gadgets and whatnot. That was how one day I saw her calling me almost midnight. When you call me around that time, my heart
automatically
skips. What happened when she has any issues like that? She calls me. It was good to see her. She came with one of her son. They are on midterm break. She just came back from Egypt again. You see that we are, our personalities are aligning. Do you see? Rashida is raising her nose. But do you see? My God, expose my enemies to me in real time.
Their personalities aligning.
You see how our personalities aligning from one place to another. She said she just came back from Egypt, but her children are on midterm break here. They school here in Abuja, so she's going to spend the week before going back to Kano. She wanted to use that opportunity to get her headshot. Won the M1, is medical doctors waiting. There's one association over here.
Nice.
They are publicity secretary, like PRO. So she needed some headshots. She called me the night night prior, so we arranged. I did her shoot. She was happy.
Amazing.
We catch up. Yeah, I was really excited about that one. Then I had another shoot. Mine, I was supposed to have this shoot since before my birthday, but one thing to another, I wasn't feeling it. Finally, I had the shoot. I was the client, but as a photographer, they turn you to photographer. I had to shoot people too. Anyway, it wasn't anything serious. We were just playing around, but I love it. Rashida, you're going to love the pictures. I didn't post anything about what else? Of course, normal work and Rashida disturbing my life.
What do you mean I was disturbing your life? It was even you that disturbed me this week. I did not disturb you. That's not that was disturbing me this week. Please allow me, please. I don't like disturbance.
Alhamdulillah, it was a good week. I need to report this. Rashida, Heed is going to deal with us. It's supposed to be Hamatan, but Heed is giving us sign. You see, I had to drop down the curtain. It's really, really sunny and it's hot. A few days back, it was scorching hot. I just pity anybody where they are Abuja.
Wow.
Yes. It's going to be hot.
The wonders of God. It's getting cold here and you guys are hot over there.
You know the Hamatan here well in Abuja? Maybe in the northeast, Maiduguri. We'll see, because last year, was there any Hamatan? It was just dust everywhere. In the afternoon, it's really hot. Oh, I take that back. At night, it gets better. You know, that was around December.
Okay.
Yes, but after December, I think maybe a week or two into January, after that, nothing. It was hot.
I remember you complaining last year too about the heat.
So the heat is giving us sign already. So if you're in Abuja,
good luck to you guys.
You cannot relate, man.
I cannot relate.
Rashida, see, I'll keep this in mind. When the snow starts falling and it's raining at the same time, it's not me that you start complaining, hey, it's cold, I'm not seeing the sun, it's all gloomy. You take your gloom, because I cannot relate.
I'll come and tell you where that situation is like down here. I didn't do anything this week. It's the school holidays. I have a theory, Yusis.
You have a theory?
Yes, I think I have a theory.
What about?
The theory that true women have suffered in this life.
That's not your theory now. Are we stealing theories now?
Yo, I have double confirmed it to you that I am double confirming it to you that theory that women have suffered in life, that truly that theory is 100% right. Because tell me why, you know, when to determine a sex of a child, we have the X chromosome.
Yep, the woman only have the XX chromosome.
She has the X chromosome, and the man has the Y chromosome.
Yes, yep.
And the man has XY. Either X or Y, right?
Yes.
And when he gives the woman the X,
if he deposit X, girl will get. If he deposit Y, boy will get. So it's his deposit, the result we see at the end of the day.
That
we
determine.
A woman has no power, no say whatsoever on the sex of the child.
Thank you very much, Yusis.
You're welcome, my dear.
For this explanation. But tell me why.
Why?
Women have been beaten, chased out of the house,
yes,
thrown on the streets because they refuse to give a male child.
Her stomach is only girls. Who will carry the family's name? Who inherit the father? You deposited girl. You came to withdraw. They gave you what you deposited. You said no. You want Bitcoin. And it's never that you deposited. Are you not a thief? He's a thief now, Rashida. That's a criminal behavior. All jokes aside, Rashida, what do you expect? People are not aware. Or when I say people, it's women.
Oh, because I want to tell you
that. You just sit down there, nothing. Just anything they dish out to you, you carry like that. These simple things, you don't know.
Because I want to tell you that there are men till today, that still believe that, and next tomorrow, that still believe that it's the woman that did not give them a male child, and that's why they don't have a male child. And that's why they will go and bring another woman that will give a male child.
Yeah. Did you see this post? So this man, I think him and his wife, they've been married for a while, and she gave him, I think, was it 3 girls or 4? That's how he vexed. What rubbish. The family was, who is carrying your name? Oh, these girls, somebody will come and take them. You know, women, you know, you girls, you are property. Now, somebody will come and take you, Rashida. Who got your family name? Bam. He married another wife. The Lord has done it. Lo and behold, she gave him 2 bouncing twins girls. First deposit where she deposited for the house. God is just God. Cannot, he has the best sense of humor. He even gave him two, not one, to show you that your XX chromosome that you like depositing, you did double this time around. Pam, pam, he dropped it.
It's so crazy sad. Because I don't know who was teaching people, who people listening to that. But to be sincere, like initially I didn't know because I didn't read about it.
No, Rashida, see, no. The thing is, we were taught this in biology.
We were taught in biology, but like...
But you know, you didn't have sense then. You were busy playing.
I was busy playing. We were taught in biology. Sometimes you know something, but because...
It didn't concern you.
Oh, yes, and it didn't concern you.
It didn't concern you.
It wasn't my
care
problem.
Whether you want to have a male child.
I did not care. It was not my problem. I was not looking for... I know how we Muslims always think, whatever...
A child
is a child, whatever. So, you know, most times it's when something really affects you or you want to know about something that you really go and research. And when you do research in that period, it's... retains more in your brain. Like you said, we didn't know it was not my business. Like a boy or girl. I've had somebody tell me that it's because I have voice now. That's why I'm not bothered about a girl.
I don't understand.
That if I had girls, I might like.
I don't understand. From where to where this discussion? I don't even want us to dive deeper into this, but it's evident now. Amongst a girl child and a boy child, who takes care of the parents better? Who?
It's not about the taking care of the child now.
Or is the name? Boko Haram now, they are sons of people. So would you want that? All the arm robbers that we are seeing.
We start talking about who takes care of. We are using emotions here. So it's not about the emotional part of it. It's just about.
But it's still emotion. Because you're talking about somebody carrying your name. You can't detach emotion from it. The moment you start talking about what sex, which one fits better, which one you want better, then emotions is there.
But men, they don't care about all these ones that, they'll take care of me. That's not their problem. Their problem is not anybody that will take care of them. We women that we say, girls, they have more pity on parents. You take care of parents. But men, they don't say, who would take my family name? I want somebody to bear my father's name. I want somebody to... That's their own problem. They'll bear our name. The girls, somebody will come, they'll change their name. And they still don't know that they don't need to change name.
That changing name thing, you know, we had discussed it in previous episode.
Yeah.
You know, as a Muslim, that changing name thing, you know, concern you.
It's unless, not your problem.
Unless, like we said, there are other factors that compel some women to do it and whatnot. But Islamically, you cannot change who your father is. You cannot change your lineage. You can't change your bloodline. Because you are marrying, it's not possible, please. That's colonial things that they left for us that we carry on top our head. One woman changing name twice.
Oh God,
three
please.
Times even. For what?
Have you seen where celebrities are married and then they get divorced, then the woman still keeps the name because, she has built her brand with this name and stuff like that. Yeah, you see people under the comment section. If she does not like him, if he did all these things to her, why is she...
If he didn't his name. They can talk. You compel this woman. And aside celebrities, Rashida, like influential families, you cannot come and take... After I don't suffer, you say you carry the name, it will remain. It will open doors. Yes, because you cannot come, you cannot change your name to Dangote after something happened. Now you want her to go back to Rabi. Is that Dangote or Tata that she will remain with it?
Anything that you love, anything that suits you, just do it. If you want to change your name,
no, it's the hypocrisy for me, Rashida.
Exactly.
When she gets married, if she didn't change it, she has built her brand with that name. Suddenly, because the idiot,
she has to go through the courts to change the name. There's
The process is tiresome. Change that. Newspaper publication, whatnot. Yeah. It's not easy. And if they have children between them, all your children bear the same name. Don't forget the nonsense that Nigerian immigration does at the airport. If you're traveling with children, even if you want to renew your passport with your kids, if the name is different, the kind of English that you blow there, it's not small. If you're traveling the same thing, they will not start asking for a letter
from the father. He has to approve.
Women are seeing things. So because of all this inconvenience, a lot of women, they don't even change it. They are sticking with it. Do your worst.
Yeah.
Do
just like worst. Temi or Tedola that got married, she changed her name to the husband's name and it became, how will she do that? How dare she change her father's name, her Bilonia father? How can she change it and take... And now they have to be correcting people. Like when they say Temi or Tedola, you see the sister under the comment section say, no, it's Temi Ajibade. day.
They're just overdoing this thing. It will take time. It's like NEPA now. It's AEDC. Whenever I see light, it's NEPA. I will say
NEPA.
AEDC.
It's NEPA. Which
it will always be Temi or Tedola. Please. I don't think any Nigerian will change. Maybe the white people, they will adjust. But for Nigeria, she has to take it like that. You know you people with strong head, coconut head. Nigerians will never.
Nigerians will never. Please just call everybody their name. Let us move from it. Which one is? Call everybody. Yes, anything you want God. To be called. Just be called that.
Remember this actress, Ireti Doyle. Mm-hmm. She's been married to the husband for a long time. They are separated now. Mm. She maintained the name. What I saw that really shocked me was the husband is elderly. Mm-hmm. And I watched this interview where they were asking him that his ex-wife is more famous than him, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, she's using my name. If she's that popular, she should drop my name. And I think they had interviewed her in one place on where she mentioned that she had already built her brand on it. So she should not be dropping.
Oh, yeah.
I said, good.
That makes
sense. She said she's not dropping any name. I like her as an actress. Love the way she acts and all these, you know, classy women.
Moving on, my own safe space uses.
Okay. This is a safe space for you, my dear.
As always, thank you very much for giving me this safe space. Come and talk. So, my unsafe space for today is, you know how we always talked about parents, how they don't like to apologize and they tell you that everything they say is right and whatever. So I was seeing this interview with this lady. She was talking about one of the biggest mistakes parents make, especially African parents, is not apologizing to their kids. Children will forget how you bought them anything. They'll forget how you bought them clothes, how you bought them shoes, how you paid their school fees, but they will never forget how you make them feel.
Yeah.
That it is very important. And you know how they always do it with authority. Oh, you have to do this. Everything I say, you must do what I say you should do. And she was like, we have to unlearn that. If you are rude, you are rude. There's nothing like you're the senior or you're the junior. Because some parents do bully. They talk anyhow. They don't look at your emotions. They don't care. They have every right to do that. And it's something most people don't talk about. Who just go with the flow. Oh, it's the parents.
Yeah, so, you know, for us Africans, you know, culture plays a big part. Then religion too, where we think culture. Culturally, an elder is not wrong. Hence that proverb. What an elder sees sitting down, a child will not see even if he climbed the highest Iroko tree. It plays a big part. Then religion, you know, where, for example, I can speak as a Muslim, where they tell you, no matter what, you shouldn't like shout, scream at your parents. You have to tolerate
them.
No,
but, you shouldn't disrespect. Yeah. You shouldn't disrespect.
Yeah, yeah. But that doesn't mean everything they say is true or is right or binding. Some people don't know how to differentiate that or to work around it. And a lot of parents, they use that to abuse their children, and it's not right. Especially if they see a child that is really, really respectful. They don't want to like upset the parent or not. That it's not right. It's the child that give them what to that is having peace of mind. And usually like those children. It's the one that they like that don't send them. The children that are sending them, in most cases, anyway, we don't want to generalize. I think these two things play a very, very big part. So sometimes I give our parents the benefit of the doubt, or I know the time they are coming from. You have to look at it. What was happening? What was
I don't think that's an excuse, because we've always said learn and unlearn. You have these children that you're growing with.
Yes,
no, you have to like, okay, look at the behavior, go with that behavior. We are learning now. So I don't want to say it's an excuse for parents just be bullies and
I get what you're saying and where you're coming from. But unlearning and learning is easier for us from our age, Rashida. See, was it not the other day we were talking about things that people our age do that you can't just understand it. These are people that should know better, because we have aunties, uncles that we can draw example from. But still, on an individual basis, you have to be intentional and willing to do the work. Don't forget, our parents, they care more about what society say than what they feel, regardless what their child feel or thinks. You know that their life then, you know, is more of like communal living. They care so much about what will people say. And sometimes, is it even imaginary, what will people say? So you can't take it away from them. Rashida, is this somebody that is 60 years that will start learning and unlearning? It's too late, I'm sorry to say. So it's just for us to navigate, to know how we are going to live with them. They're even trying. Your parents are doing what's up with you. Your video.
Well, no, what I'm saying, I understand all this and I get it. We know all these things.
Saying that they should unlearn and learn, I'm trying to tell
you. All of us, we are learning now.
It's easier said than done. My point is, me and you, unlearning and learning is easier than for them. And I'm not even expecting much for them.
I'm not expecting much, but they don't want them. You can still sit and say this, but they will still not. And I understand that, and it's valid. But what I'm trying to say is that let us normalize apologizing to kids. Let's normalize.
Yeah, for us, right?
Yes. Yeah, thinking of emotions. How would this child feel? My son, I can do something to him and he'll tell me, you did not apologize. You didn't say sorry. I will say sorry.
African mothers are shaking wherever they are.
They left the group chat.
Fine, don't they?
He will say, you did this to me and you didn't even apologize. You didn't tell me sorry. And sometimes, just to keep the peace, I will say, I'm sorry. And
but in your heart of heart, you didn't want to apologize.
But sometimes you do something as a parent and you yourself, you know that you did something wrong. But I will not just go with the narrative and because I'm the parent, anything I do is correct. Anything I say is correct. We love our parents. We love the older generation. They did their best.
Yeah, definitely. But that doesn't mean everything they did was right. Now they really messed up.
I understand that they came from,
they are the biggest promoters, enablers of patriarchy and all the ills in society. Now let's not go there. I just want to focus on one topic at a time.
I understand all that. I still put it out that
I put it to you
that they should do better.
Oh God, Rashida, you're taking this thing personally.
I'm not giving excuse. It's because
not excuse. Rashida, don't get me wrong, not excuse. They have gotten to a point that I think they are incapable of changing.
You see, that is why I'm struggling to agree with you, because the lady I heard giving this advice is an older generation and she's accepting that these are the wrong that they've done, and she is learning and she's encouraging other people to learn. That's why I'm really struggling to accept that they cannot learn.
Rashida, when we say our parents and the ills that they did, it doesn't mean that 100% of them were in the same boat now. Of course, you have exceptions, but majority fall into that category. Of course, you have exceptions. When we're young now, there are some things some parents do. You'll be like, I cannot try this thing in my house, right? Mm. But other children were doing it. But the majority, they fall with us. We are together. So please, Rashida, you are stressing me. But then, you see, I love the fact that you as a parent, you're already apologizing. Mm. So these children will grow and see apology as nothing. Because the way we were raised and how we grew up, apology is like you lost. That's the way they see it in simple terms. Mm. Like you lost the argument, you were in the wrong and all that. But you know, it's not, apology is not about that. Mm. So I'm happy your kids will grow up seeing apology is you taking responsibility and has nothing to do with you losing or winning or anything. It's supposed to be like that, right? The next generation is supposed to be better than the previous one, and so on and so forth.
That's just it. Let's learn and unlearn. Let's be helping each other so that this life will be better. Shall we go on the streets?
Let's go on the streets.
I was listening to Sheikh Abdullah. Oh. He was saying something very important, that people were not telling us this. Most people went into marriage without proper counseling. People just dived into marriage. Even with counseling, this is how does it end? Then you now went, no counseling. You are just going on vibes and inshallah.
Mm.
I needed to say it. It's a very good advice for anybody that is planning to get married now. When you first get married, in the first 2 years of your marriage, do not have kids. Because these 2 years of marriage, first year, second year, is the time you get to know each other. Remember that you are two people. You don't know each other. Mm-hmm. You've never stayed with each other. You're from different backgrounds. You're just coming in to know whether you like AC, you like cold air, or whatever, you know? So first 2 years of your marriage, he said, travel together. Try to know each other. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? When you are in a different space, how do you relate? Then you now bring in children. children. If not, because this statistic is just for my brain, if not 80%, 90% of fights in homes are because of children.
Or children related.
Or children related. Because most of the time, please, I'm not taking the fact that children are a blessing. That's not, please, don't.
It's a giving.
Don't.
See, Rashida, anybody that wants to take anything, they should think, go ahead, my dear.
You can be saying something and somebody knows what you're saying and they know where you're heading to. But just so because.
You can't help those people. What's the proverb? Somebody that's pretending to be asleep will never wake up. So they were never asleep, please.
You know how people behave. We know this psychology that you know what somebody means, but just because you want to be the other person, let me just
contrarian.
Not taking the fact that children are a blessing, but for you to be able to keep that marriage, for your child to come to a house that is peaceful, father respects mother, mother is not talking to father anyhow, father is not talking to mother anyhow. How many cases of parents have you seen that the father in front of the kids is insulting the mother, that the children pick it up and the kids think it's okay for you to call your mother stupid?
Not just their mother. It's okay to look down on women, on the girl child, female, because it's okay.
And the mother cannot react the way she's supposed to react. So she's avoiding the father coming back home and the child telling the father that, oh, mommy did this to me. Then it starts again. The process continues like that.
Imagine, Rashida, your child reporting you, report, quote unquote, to your husband. Oh, so you're also a child in the marriage.
Yeah, right? A child in, of course.
You are waiting for disciplining the prefect to come and discipline you. Oh, God.
The moment you even allow that is a problem. The moment a child tell you that, oh, I will tell my father when he comes back, just know that there's a problem in that house. Because why is your child reporting you to the father?
Why is the child reporting in the first place? How did we reach there? So you gave birth to the child, you nursed him, you were training the child, and part of your training, you were not able to infuse in that child's mind that you are an authority. The child has the guts, because something happened. Now, the child didn't just suddenly become a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old.
You know, we are dealing with different people. Their dad is not around. Don't discipline them. My reply is usually, I will discipline anybody that does anything that is not
what
right.
What does that mean? So you should only discipline the child when
they don't feel bad. No, not they don't feel bad. So the father is not around. Don't discipline.
So it's only the father that is supposed
that has
to discipline
the right.
Them. You and your own child.
I don't understand. Please let us all discipline our child the way we deem fit. And there are some things that people do that when a child does something, you leave it till you get home. And you know how children tend to like misbehave when they are outside.
Outside, yeah, because they know you can't do anything.
Because they think you can't do anything. It's not because they think. Know. They think you can't do anything.
No, other times they know because they have done it several
times. They always test anything.
They always test you. They know, so they
always test you where you are outside. As you're doing it outside, you're collecting it outside because I'm not waiting for you. I'm not waiting for you to get home. Do you know why? Because by the time we get home, I have cool off. And then you will not even realize what you've done. Parenting is hard, actually, but taking it one day at a time.
And we need to pray for the best. Rashida, no two parenting styles are the same. No. There are like general rules that applies to all, but the nitty-gritty of it to each their own. Because another thing is religion plays a part, culture plays a part, the environment you're living in plays a part, and so many things. So the way a person would train their child in Nigeria right now, when let's say they are from the western side of the country, will be different from somebody that is in London, for example, Rashida. Now, please. Everybody should discipline their child as they deem fit.
If you touch your child, if you beat your child, child service will come and take the child away from you.
I've seen Nigerians beating their children. Okay, call them.
The truth is that nobody will love your child more than you love your child. So if they come and take them, if child services come and take them, I don't know.
You know, there's this thing they do in the West. They brainwash the children.
They ask them in school.
You know, in school, yes.
You know, they call them and ask them, oh, are you feeling okay? How are you feeling today? Are you feeling okay? What are your emotions like then? If your child has big mouths, that's where you start saying, no, I feel sad. They'll now say, oh, you feel sad. What happened? Then you know, my mom shouted at me today. Oh, my mom did this to me. Oh, my mom smacked me.
Before you know, you are receiving a call.
You now get phone call.
Then from where to where?
You now get phone call. They'll now tell you, oh, your child said this and this. I'm sorry.
You have even forgotten about the beating itself. Maybe it was a small one.
According to them, you can smack but don't leave a mark. So that's it. So Imam Abdullah was saying that please, please and please, for the sake of your children, for the sake of your own self, so that you get to know your partner properly, you get to know their dislike. He said he has been married for over 10 years and this is the advice he gives every couple that is about to get married, that please give yourself a year or two to get to know each other before you start bringing kids.
Regina, I like the fact that more and more of these sheikhs are advising that intending couples should go for counseling, but I don't know if it's happening in Nigeria, but more and more of them are doing that. And it's one couple that I know that have been preaching, that is
Mariam and her husband.
Yes, Mariam Lemu, right? And her husband. I love the advice they give people, and the fact that they are example. They are not even talking about stories. No. This is their lived experience, and they are telling you. And it's true, Rashida, because you've never done this before. Even if you've been married before, you were married to a different person, right? You've never lived under the same roof. There are some things that you didn't even know about yourself. It's when you get married that you get to know. The demons, there are some demons that were sleeping.
That's where Shaitan starts.
The only rise when you're married, but that's like on a lighter note, to get to know each other, like you said, travel. And you know, there are three things as a Muslim that we're taught. The Prophet has said, if you really want to know a person, you live with them, you travel with them, then you give them something to give for you. That's when you know the kind of person they are. I really love this advice that he gave, because he has covered mostly what is required of you to know a person. We are not saying that
I was about to say that.
These are things that you should try, but at least you tried and you've shown that you want this marriage to work, or you want this union to last and whatnot. Because all this lie that we're lying to ourselves in courtship.
It's why you do the
you
marriage.
Are the sugar in my
you will see sugar. It's not you that will tell Allah when to give your child. So in your first year of marriage, you can have a child. In your second year of marriage, but if you can plan it, it is advisable. That's why it's called advice. You know that some men, they are only buruku. They will already know that it's four wives that they are going to have. Before they marry you, they've already started telling you, me it's four wives, because they have prostitution behavior inside them. It's four wives, it's four. Then you,
at least this one is honest.
But you say, no, if he marry me, by the time he sees me and in all my glory, and he's not going to marry another woman. No, he's just saying it because has he finished with me and he has told you before.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows what they are doing will tell you that it's something you should look into. Yosis, what do you have for us on the street?
Today I saw something, I don't know, mixed feeling anyway. So this lady said, I recently found out my husband has been secretly sending money to his family. Even when we are struggling to pay bills, we've had months where things were tight, rent, school fees, food, and I thought we were managing together. Turns out he's been helping his siblings financially behind my back. It's not the helping that hurts, it's the lies. Every time I asked about missing money, he said he had unexpected expenses. When I finally checked his bank statements, I saw regular transfers to his mother and two siblings. He says they depend on me. I can't just abandon them. I understand that, but shouldn't marriage come with honesty, especially about money? Now I can't trust anything he says about our finances. We are supposed to be partners, not strangers running two separate homes. If your partner secretly sent money to their family despite your struggle, would you forgive them or see it as a betrayal of trust?
These are the issues.
These are the main issues.
These are real issues.
I'm even happy that I brought this immediately after what this sheikh said. Now, in that 2 years that they were getting to know each other, they would have sorted this issue, Rashida.
Thank you very much.
Because his mother and siblings are also part of you. So why are you hiding like a thief to send them money?
Because he knows he's doing the wrong thing.
Once you get married, your priorities shift.
That is it.
Whether you like it or not.
Nobody say you shouldn't send your siblings money. Nobody.
It's not even possible now. It's not possible.
It's not possible.
But there
for
are
you
priorities.
Not, but you have to sort the one at home first before
she said school fees, even school fees, rent, they are struggling.
No, you can't do that. It's unacceptable.
Why are you hiding this thing from your wife?
Because he knows it's wrong. If you are doing the right thing, you won't hide it.
And there's going to be trust issues in the family now. You see, she said she won't trust anything that has to do with finances from him. He's going to extend from finance. The next thing now, her brain will be telling her, okay, what other things is he hiding?
Apart from that, there's going to be resentment towards his family.
Yes, and he caused it.
And he caused it.
For
it
nothing.
It was not necessary.
At all. Women, when should be the one to encourage you to even take care of your mother and your
Thank
siblings?
You. Because he knows what he's doing is wrong. That's why he's hiding it. He didn't even need to hide it.
At all.
What is he trying to prove now?
I don't even know. He assumed that the wife is not going to be okay with it, but why would you assume that? He knows that they are struggling already and he's been hiding it. That's why. Anyway, it all boils down to that priority.
There's nothing you will tell me that while he's saying there's no money, she is the one trying to cover up for all these things.
Definitely. Rashida, we've laid to rest this argument. There is no household that will say is only the man that is bringing the finances or taking care of the whole thing. It's not possible. The labor that women do, they are unpaid labor. If you're hiring a help outside, you will pay them. So it's not possible.
See, her emotions are valid. Like, it's going to take a while. He's the one that is going to work on bringing back the trust. What is it going to be? Are you going to putting your responsibility first? And do you know the saddest thing about all this thing? Nobody is saying don't take care of your mother. Like, 100%, please do. Because is that taking care of your mother that might even be bringing the blessings to your house? Is that taking care of your sister that might be bringing the blessing to your house? But when it comes to, you are the one that went to marry this woman, your mother and your siblings will be fine. But what of these people that are your responsibility, that on the day of judgment, Allah is going to ask you, so how are you prioritizing these people in your life? Let's know what we are doing inside this life. Guys, we're going to charge it here. We're going to leave you here. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, do all the good stuff.
Kindly follow us on all our social media handles at The Chill Sisters, both Instagram and TikTok. You can listen to us on YouTube. We are on the tube.